right, coming up on 2 o'clock, final hour here on Hawaiian Friday. Hawaiian Shirt Friday. I don't want to appropriate there too badly. In the next segment, Dan with his exclusive report on Johnny Damon's DUI. But right now we have an assorted array of topics, not really a full segment on any one. I feel like it's kind of a sesh. And to lead us off, here's Blake.
Thank you, Jake. Well, to start off this sports sesh, I have some audio from a TV show. I got a tip from a P1, says, not sure if you guys are aware, but if you watch last night's SWAT, you will find a lot of ticket gold. VJ Boyd was on the scene.
VJ Boyd, longtime friend of the show and of the ticket, an excellent flag football player, has been writing in Hollywood for years now. He wrote, we first became aware of him with Justified. He was a writer on Justified, and that's where he started to work ticket names and references into the scripts that no one else at his studio would pick up on. He carried that over to NBC's The Player, which is where we got an actual actor saying Regonk on a network show.
Was that the Wesley Regonk. Snipes one?
Yeah. And he now writes for SWAT. He's worked a couple into SWAT as well. And in the next week or so, we need to do a full recap of all of his ticket love that he's snuck into American living rooms. So now, back to Blake and SWAT.
So I've never seen this show, so I just kind of jumped into this one episode. And it took a little bit to find the reference. But when it appeared, boy, did it hit. Here's the first ticket reference.
After an hour going through mugshots, these are the guys we saw with Trey Mitchell yesterday.
Nestor and Adrian Hitzkiss. Never heard of them.
So the guy that they're trying to capture is Trey Mitchell.
Trey.
He's the villain.
Trey.
So it was a pretty fun episode, them trying to capture this drug lord, Trey.
Here's what was the Hitzkiss one?
Just two of his henchmen, I guess. Two brothers, the Hitzkiss brothers. So Trey Mitchell launders his money at a place of location that has another ticket reference.
Might even be the stash house where they're keeping the pills. Then we put that bastard Trey Mitchell in cuffs.
Might not even need to trace shipping labels. Trey Mitchell's part owner of an indoor playground called Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
Yeah. It's so great.
Can that be a segment, please? Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
It will be in no time.
We're calling it.
And it's so funny. It's like this indoor kids trampoline park. It's got a big clown logo. It's hilarious. So then they storm in. And here's some of the dialogue.
Play that one again. Okay. Play that one again.
Let's go back.
Might even be the stash house where they're keeping the pills. Then we put that bastard Trey Mitchell in cuffs.
Might not even need to trace shipping labels. Trey Mitchell's part owner of an indoor playground called Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
This is by far the most flagrant one VJ has pulled off.
Well, it gets better because they reference Jub Jub in some of their dialogue whenever they storm the place. Here it is.
I'm Sergeant Harrelson, LAPD SWAT. What's your name?
Theo.
You sure about that?
You seem a little uncertain.
Anyone else here? What about Jub Jub? Jub Jub here? This is Jub Jub's Fun Factory, isn't it? How about Trey Mitchell? You ever come around?
So just the fact that they're saying, is Jub Jub here? Trey
That's
Mitchell
so
here?
That's so awesome.
So obviously Trey is the bad guy here, and he's dealing drugs, he's laundering money, and it's just hilarious picturing Cray-Tray here. So I'm
so nervous.
Oh yeah,
Cray-Tray is a great villain name,
but Trey Mitchell, yeah. Picture Trey laundering money,
and so they hammer Trey's name throughout this episode. So I pulled every time they said his name and what he was doing, and this cracks me up. So here's the montage from SWAT.
I worked up a dossier on Trey Mitchell. If you want to see it.
Well, it looks like Trey's got quite the imprint on social media.
Cars, women, jewelry.
You didn't find any connection between Trey and your goddaughter, Tanya?
Nothing pointed to Trey Mitchell being the guy until yesterday. If I knew that Mitchell was doing dirt, I'd have put him at number one.
Totally. The DEA sent over some good intel on what Trey Mitchell might be up to. Now, these people aren't hardcore drug users. They're people who lost their health insurance, and they're stuck buying their meds illegally from people like Trey Mitchell.
Sounds like we gotta find these fake oxys before Mitchell puts them out on the street.
The DNA came back off that drinking straw. Trey Mitchell's a match to the syringe that killed Tanya. It turns out Trey Mitchell is making fake prescription drugs laced with fentanyl. Nobody goes near Trey Mitchell until we find those pills.
Trey Mitchell?
The street chemist that kicked fentanyl in Hicks's face.
And when we march Trey Mitchell in here, I'll make sure you have a front row seat.
Was Tanya ever tight with somebody named Trey?
She went on a few dates with a boy named Trey.
The DNA suggests that this guy Trey is the one who killed Tanya. And Bob can't arrest him. He's got some people following him, hoping to catch Trey and some ongoing criminal activities. He said this guy Trey had a beachfront condo.
Trey Mitchell just shook his tail.
Tell me you're joking.
Based on the evidence from the warehouse yesterday, Trey's chemist has no idea what he's doing. He cut the pill so strong that it could kill even hardcore users.
Mary Beth gave me this photo of Tanya at a beachfront condo, supposedly owned by Trey. Trey owns a lot of places.
Trey Mitchell's probably hiding out at one of them with the drugs.
These hidden companies of Trey's connect up to members of the Echo Park Six. Come on now, Trey. It's time to get you patched up.
And at the end, they catch Trey Mitchell.
Is that all one episode?
One episode.
Gee, is it 7 hours long?
No, just 40 minutes-ish.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Jub Jub's Fun Factory.
So yeah, Trey Mitchell cutting fentanyl and oxycodone to kill people.
Everybody's going on dates.
Got a beachfront condo. Got
everything. Write that down for a full VJ Boyd segment in the next week or so. That comes to us from the television program SWAT and our buddy VJ Boyd, who's a writer there. All right, so this is a montage. It's actually two montages. The first of which is from this week's Dak Prescott press conference. There's a number of things that jumped out at us, but one of them was that I think Stephen Jones is an overlaugher, and he has a funny laugh. So we'll play the one from this week, and then we'll revisit the Mike McCarthy press conference, where I think Stephen Jones is basically the best crowd you could ask for.
You're a cowboy forever, and you can't get out, and
do the rock.
I guess
so. That notice right there, he does have a lot of
I guess that's my Native American in me or something, but I was feeling it.
And how that might have influenced you to get this done with that. Well, you know who'd be the leader in the back there?
Yeah.
We've got...
Also, Dak, that's Dak, actually, not Steven, but that's the laugh you guys make fun of me for doing. The fake Jake laugh.
You know who'd be the leader in the back there?
Yeah.
Back there.
Yeah.
We've got it down to the nitty-gritty.
He's missed you guys.
Listen, I want to listen to this, too.
Okay. Now you put me on the spot.
With the ladder.
The ladder. The ladder. Yes, the ladder. So do a little better on my stuff. My stuff.
Okay. Just having so much fun.
Great time.
Just family fun. And while that's good, it's not in the same league as this Stephen laugh montage from the Mike McCarthy introductory press conference.
I'm having a moment here because I don't know where the hell to put my hands. I never sat at a table for a press conference, so excuse me. jumped up and hugged him, but and I'll stop right there. We had a hell of a time. I told Jerry I watched every play of the 2019 season, but I wanted the job. So, I have
that one right.
I haven't watched every play of the season, but it was just. You do what you got to do, right?
What's he doing right there?
He's just too much.
But it was just. You do what you got to do, right? But
take your hat off, man. Trying to be like that.
What is that?
But
take your hat off, Clarence.
Trying to be like Landry. After about the fifth day, I started going through the back door. I just don't look at it anymore. So I was on a boat in August. that's never happened before.
Bells. I hadn't heard bells for the last 30 years. What's that got to do with it? The bottom line is, I heard bells.
It's a great laugh. All right, coming up next, it's Dan on Johnny Damon.
This is...